This is JD from the James Dawkins Show podcast with the latest content and views on politics, religion, and music. Subscribe to stay connected to future episodes. Today's episode one is entitled His Loyalty. I'm going to be reading from the KJV version of Psalms 1. Verses 1 through 3. And it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doth he meditate both day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. Not only does God look for daily communication by talking to him, expressing gratitude through prayer, worship, meditation, and faith, loyalty also means a sense of belonging, which means that we must stand firm on the faith principles and values of the Word of God, through the Word of God, which ultimately impresses God by getting his undivided attention. King David pens this text by affirming his devotion and unwavering faith to the Master. I also like to call this David's witness. In other words, David is speaking from direct experience. David is speaking from knowing, not just quoting, but knowing who God really is. This is the same David that God gave the victory when he slew Goliath, the same King David that defeated the adversaries against the kingdom. Point number one, verse one. First point is the principle. Here we find David giving instructions to kingdom citizens as to how we should live our lives free of bad company. The scornful love to sit and criticize the people of God and the things of God. And David has given us some principles in order for us to obtain the blessings and to unlock the potential in our own lives. There are some principles that God wants and expecting and is expecting us to operate and abide by. And he's given us, he says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." So believers ought to behave like a believer should. That's point number one. Point number two is the instruction. And let us take a look at verse number two here. Psalms 1 verse number 2, it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate both day and night." Now, David is teaching us once again through his affirmations of faith and through direct experience of God giving him the victory every single time. The point is to pray in season, out of season, read the Word of God, meditate. God takes delight in those that follow the instruction of the text through supreme and total obedience to the Word of the Lord. And with that word instruction, which is my second point that we already announced. In instruction, we also found out that there are principles attached to every single promise that you can ever read or find in the Word of God. There are principles that are attached to promises. In other words, if you want what God has for you and you desire for God to manifest in your life, then there are some principles. In other words, we've got to be obedient to the Word of God so that we can unlock the full potential of the destiny of our lives, which God has prepared for us. Verse number 3 says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper." Third point is the promise. A tree planted by the rivers of water is no ordinary tree. This tree is full of spiritual nutrients, roots that run very deep, which is why after a storm, a river tree will stand through it all and still bring forth perfected fruit in the appointed season. So one of the biggest things that I gather from the text is that God is faithful and he's a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Many of us have our own opinions about things. We want to do things our way. But God is saying the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of God. And to rightly divide the Word of God means that you've got to have the Holy Spirit lead and guide you and to open up your eyes to what he's trying to reveal to us spiritually. It's a combination of the two. It's a combination of reading the Word of God. It's a combination of following the Word of God. It's a combination of believing the Word of God and acting on the Word of God. We all know that faith is an action word. We all know that faith without works is dead. We all know that it's impossible to please God without faith. So faith, once again, is taking God at his word. Faith means that when I can't see how this thing is going to turn out, when I can't see the road ahead, when I can't see how I'm going to get out of this, when I can't see whatever your can't see moment might be, I want to assure to you that God is faithful. He is faithful and just. And that we should learn how to pray. We should learn how to meditate both day and night. Some of us, we only read the book when we go to church. God is saying, I need you to lather yourself. I need you to be completely engulfed in the Word of God so that I can open your eyes, so that the scales may fall off your eyes, so that the fallow ground might be broken up, so that you can hear what the Lord has to say. So many of us, we are attracted to blessings. Some of us, and some modern day ministers, preachers, they like to only preach about the prosperity of God. They like to preach about, you know, the law of receiving. I want this. I want this car. I want this house. Whatever your want might be that I didn't name, it all falls under the same category. I just want to say that when you serve the Lord, when you make up in your mind that, you know what, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. I got the cross before me. God will raise up a standard, huh? He will send his angels of protection. He will send his angels of love. He will strengthen you in moments of weakness. He will give you victory in battle. And he will heal your brokenness. God is a God of justice. God is a God of fairness. God is a God of, we can't debate with God in terms of asking God to bless something that does not line up with the word of God. Some of us have the attitude of, you know, God understands and he knows me, and so he'll accept me the way I am. And listen, we've bought the cultural and moral decay. We've tried to connect that to the word of God, but God isn't making any deals with man. When he sent his only begotten son as the ultimate sacrifice to mankind, God wasn't making any deals with mankind. God was redeeming man in order for man to have an opportunity to make it to the kingdom. So in other words, we've got to line up down to the I's dotted and the T's crossed with the word of God is telling us. And we must also remember that those who are in the faith, we must also remember that we've got to learn how, like in Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, it says that, Matthew 16, it says that we should go ye therefore, baptizing in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Listen, there's a great work in the earth that God is calling for his people to do. Evangelism, revivals, getting the word of God, opening the doors of the church. So many of us are enclosed in fear because of what's going on in the world today with all of these different variants and, you know, diseases. But is God not the healer of mankind? For an example, if I'm driving a Ford or a Chevy or whatever kind of car it is, and it breaks down, this is what I want to know. Why would I take my Ford to the Chevy dealership for maintenance or to fix any issues that's going on with the vehicle? That's oxymoronic. Neither is it smart. I should take my Ford to Ford, because if they made the vehicle, surely they know what's wrong with it. Surely they know how to fix the car that they produce. So back to spirituality. This is the same thing that God is saying to us. God is the maker of mankind. Huh? God created all of us. So when we have issues, why not go to God, huh? God is saying that everything that mankind needs, everything, the Bible covers every single thing that's going on in the world today. Most of us think of the Bible of an ancient story that happened 2,000 years ago. But I want to suggest that it's not just the story, but it's a relevant rhema word, which means that it's the living word. Scripture says, and the word was made flesh. So overall synopsis of today's podcast is our reading came from KJV Psalms 1. Verses 1 through 3. Point number 1 is the principle. Point number 2 is the instruction. Point number 3 is the promise. Peace and blessings to all in the name of the Lord.